Okay, it is 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021, and the February meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. Roll call, Dale Nyblade present. Suzanne Coleman?
Present.
Sherry Mays?
Present.
Eileen Pettit?
Present.
Michael Cyril?
Present.
And Deb Bright? And Terry Brown's not going to be on the call. Also on the call, we have Megan Darian, our executive director, as well as Scott Donald, our assistant attorney general. Declaration of conflicts of interest. I hear none. Let's move on. Review, discuss, and approval of the January minutes.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion to accept the minutes as written for the January 6th teleconference board meeting minutes.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I will second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from the January meeting. Any discussion? Do roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, approve. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
And Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb Bright? Still no Deb. Okay, so unanimously the minutes have been approved for January's teleconference. Number four, agency director, director's report, optician's license renewal for 2020.
The 2020 licensed dispensing optician renewals have been completed with more than 96% completion. Out of 906 licensees, 43 did not renew, which was the lowest number for the last 3 years.
Good. Oh, you're talking about the lowest of the non-renewals?
Right.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're
4B, the FDA?
Yes. The board has been in contact with U.S. Food and Drug Administration Office of Criminal Investigations related to Paradise Valley Smoke Shop selling contact lenses. The process is in place, and the office was highly approving of the board's reporting.
Good. Maybe we can let that one push forward and let the FDA take care of it. We got 5A, complaint about Cocopelli Eye Institute. It is not a violation that is under our purview or our area of control, as it is a non optical establishment, not a licensed optician, and Miss Beebe has been referred to various other avenues and agencies for her to pursue through that this would go under. Scott, it might end up having her contact someone at the AG's office to see who is the ones that closed this place down. Is her avenue to go, or small claims court or something? But there's nothing in her complaint that is covered by our board. So I don't think there's anything we can do with this other than to try to direct her into areas that maybe can help her. And I believe Megan has been working on that. And I asked her to maybe check with you, Scott, to see if you could give her other contacts for the lady to pursue through to see if there's anything can be done. I mean, if they've been shut down and, you know, charged, there's not much we can do. Did someone just click on?
I clicked on earlier. It's Deb Bright.
Who's that?
I clicked on Deb Bright. Clicked on earlier.
Thanks, Deb.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Great.
Mr. Chair, there would need to be a motion then to dismiss the complaint.
Okay.
That's what I was. This is Suzanne Coleman. This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion to dismiss the complaint from Phoebe Beebe in regards to the Cocopelli Eye Institute.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to dismiss the complaint from Phoebe Beebe and provide her some direction. Any discussion? We'll go to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cera?
Aye.
And Deb Bright?
Aye.
Unanimously have been approved to dismiss that complaint. Number six, we got applications for licensure. A is licensed optician.
And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion to approve the applications for licensed optician for Christopher Wayne Britz and Jacob Hoffman.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the application for licensure that we've received. Any discussion? Move to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Eileen? And Michael Cera?
Aye.
And Deborah Bright?
Aye.
Those two opticians have been approved and welcome to the state as dispensing opticians. 6B, yeah. The establishment license applications.
All right. This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion to approve the applications for establishment licenses for Catterfly, Inc., doing businesses Sassy Glasses in Glendale, Vision Works number 1359 in Mesa, and the Vision Works 1363 in Phoenix.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
Moved and seconded to approve the three applications for established license. Any discussion? Move to roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
All three are unanimously approved for licensure. Welcome more establishments. Love it. Future meeting dates set up on our usual schedule, first Wednesdays with the exception of July. And future agenda items, I don't think we have anything carried over unless we might have any other follow-ups to provide, but it's not anything that I think needs to be agendized. Megan, do you have anything?
No, I am waiting for FDA to...
Right. And you can add that as, again, another one of the updates that you're going to provide us. Okay.
Sure.
Call to the public. Do we have any public? Guess not. Okay, public. Call to you. Anything else anyone wants to discuss? It's great talking to you. One of these years, maybe we'll be able to see each other. It's been a year. This meeting. Our last meeting was a year ago this month.
Wow.
So, everybody continue to stay safe. This meeting is adjourned at 10:39 a.m. And Susie, just keep working and get that recovery going. Hope your husband does well with the surgery.
Thank you very much. I do too.
Yeah.